five Humboldt County schools were placed on lockdown over the course of the day, starting with Sunny Bray School before classes began. Throughout the day, Arcata Elementary, Trinidad Union School, Grant Elementary, and Jacoby Creek School were also on lockdown. And according to police, all of these incidents are connected, including the lockdown at Eureka High School yesterday. The Arcata Police Department issued a statement this afternoon. Quote, the Arcata Police Department, in conjunction with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, Eureka Police, Fortuna Police, and other regional partners, are investigating a string of ongoing threatening phone calls to schools and businesses throughout the county. From January 2025 to present, the adult male subject has called over 20 schools and businesses, making threats that have resulted in lockdown protocols and law enforcement responses. Close quote. Officer Jansen with Arcata Police shares more.
What occurred is the Sunny Bray Middle School received a phone call with some threats. I'm not privileged as to what the exact threats were at this stage. However, this is an ongoing issue. I think Eureka had a similar issue yesterday, and therefore they wanted lockdown for a brief moment. They're out of lockdown. The threat is not imminent. There's nothing credible to it at this stage by any means, and we do not believe this person is anywhere near the area at this stage, but there's no threat to the school.
According to APD, the suspect has been identified and resides out of state. Although they did not name the suspect, he is believed to be responsible for all of the recent lockdowns and is already known to law enforcement. And Arcata police detectives are currently seeking a warrant for his arrest.
Correct. We did confirm that. So we always make sure we do that. So in this scenario, especially with schools. So yeah, we did confirm that he's nowhere near here. And then, like I said, there's no imminent threat by any means. And then, so yeah, if you want to put it out there, the parents shouldn't be alarmed about this. And yes, it's ongoing. As far as we understand, it's the same person based on the information we have. And this is still an ongoing investigation. So I can't divulge you with too much information, of course. But we are heavily looking into this with other agencies as well to resolve the issue because it's ongoing.
If your school or business has received threats, you are asked to contact your local law enforcement agency and follow your threat assessment policies and procedures. The Arcata Police Department has been in contact with local school districts and will respond to assess and investigate each incident occurring within the city of Arcata.
But if there's not a call, we'll certainly take the serious. We'll do patrol checks and ensure that the person is not anywhere near there.
Luke Biesecker, the superintendent of the Arcata School District, sent an update to parents, stating that faculty and staff will be focused on ensuring the presence of increased social-emotional support for students adversely impacted by the threats. He also shared resources on how families can talk to their children about violence. We have posted his letter and those resources at KMUD.org. If you have any information about this case, you are asked to contact the Arcata Police Department's Investigation Unit at 707-822-2428.